A family in Bethel is looking for answers after their dog was shot and killed by an off-duty police officer. Bethel's city manager says he's called for a full investigation into the matter. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
Corey Popple had three dogs, but her favorite was her all-white Bethel mutt named Lady.
The kids in the neighborhood called her Diamond. They would walk by and play with her when we used to chain her up out front. And just loved her to death, and she loves the kids.
Lady was a medium-sized dog, about 30 pounds, and smaller than Popple's two labs that surround her as she talks about the time she adopted Lady off the streets of Bethel.
Her poor ribs were sticking out. She was so skinny.
That was about a year ago. Since then, Lady became part of the family, which includes Popple's husband and 10-year-old daughter. Popple says that Lady's time on the street made her weary of adults.
She was pretty aloof from people. She wouldn't let anybody near her. She wouldn't go near anybody. She was a very smart stray dog.
Popple says last Tuesday, Lady got loose after she broke the clasp on her chain at their home on 4th Road, Tundra Ridge. Later that day, she got a call from a community service officer that informed her that Lady was dead and that he had removed her body from the street in front of her house.
I asked what had happened, thinking maybe she had gotten hit by a car. And I said, you know, I need to know, was she shot? And very reluctantly, he said yes. So I said, well, I want to know what happened.
She says she spoke with Lieutenant Andrea Shea, who told her that an off-duty officer had killed Lady.
It was his understanding that my dog had attacked an officer's little girl, and then he said stepdaughter, and had torn her coat, and the officer feared for his daughter's safety and fired his weapon. So, me thinking, oh my God, my dog hurt somebody. I said, I need proof. I need to know what injuries this girl had. I need to see the coat. I need to see my dog. I want to see fibers in her mouth. I want proof that my dog attacked this little girl.
KYUK has made repeated calls to the Bethel police, but they have not returned our calls. Popple asked the city to return her dog's body to her, but she says that was not possible.
They said that she's in the dump and there's no way they can give her back to us, so we can't even bury her after just throwing her away with the trash.
Lady was wearing a bright pink collar when she was killed, according to Popple. She says she went to the Bethel city manager, Lee Foley, with her questions. As he looked into it, he says that the story from the off-duty officer changed, parts of it anyway, the part where Lady attacked the little girl.
That particular incident with the little girl had happened a week before, and they don't even know whose dog it was that attacked the little girl. It could have been the Papiles, but it could not have been. In any case, it was not the white dog that was ultimately shot.
Last weekend, the Bethel police issued a press release. There, they said the dog was pursuing the off-duty officer that morning by barking and nipping at his ankles. They say the officer tried to push the dog away, but it became more aggressive. Fearing he might get bit, he shot it. The city is not releasing the name of the officer, but Foley says he has called for a full investigation of the incident.
The best thing we can do is to investigate it fully and make sure that everything, all the proper procedures and everything was done that was supposed to be done and was done correctly, and if it wasn't, to ensure that it never happens like that again.
Foley adds that any dog that is killed is buried as quickly as possible for health and safety reasons. He says that Lady was buried the way most dogs are, wrapped in a blanket, sealed in a plastic bag, and placed in her own hole. After that, it's usually covered with other junk, like everything else at the dump. Foley says after he was contacted by Popple, he tasked city workers with trying to locate Lady, but they were unable to. Corey Popple says she and her husband tried to do the same thing, but they too could not find her. Popple says at this point she wants proof that her dog was in the wrong, and if not, she would like a public apology from the police department. Foley says he will release the findings of the investigation to her family once it is complete. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.